This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The federal government and a coalition of oil and gas states have agreed on a new program that will help states plug wells that have been abandoned and have no owner. More than $4.7 billion for the program comes from Biden's infrastructure bill. The wells leak methane, a potent greenhouse gas, and can pollute water sources. Colorado has more than 200 of these abandoned well sites across the state. Colorado's regulators want to know how climate change could threaten the state's energy system. CPR's Miguel Otárola has the story.
The commission will study how extreme weather and rising temperatures could affect electricity and natural gas service across Colorado. Eric Blank, the chair of the state's Public Utilities Commission, raised the topic in the wake of the Marshall Fire, which cut off electricity and gas for thousands of Xcel Energy customers.
You know, we're about to invest $10 billion in new generation and transmission before 2030, with a significant amount of weather-related risk likely on customers. So this all seems timely.
Commissioners say the findings could determine where and how new energy infrastructure is built. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
President Biden has nominated Magistrate Judge Nina Ninuen Wang to serve a lifetime appointment as a district judge in Colorado's federal court. If confirmed, Wang will fill the seat being vacated by Judge Christine Arguello. You're listening to CPR News. Right now, it is 39 degrees in Denver. Stay warm, stay tuned, lots to come.